and welcome back to Campaigns of the Plains. We are playing Monster of the Week Season 2. I am your keeper, Travis Dersinger, for this season. And before we get started, make sure to do your social media ritual, as always. Also, make sure to subscribe to whatever channel platform you watch or listen to. Make sure that you get all of our new episodes straight to your device. Anyway, without further ado, last time on we explored a day in the life at Bunker as our team unwound from not only their most recent adventures in LA and to the heartland of the, but also from their battle against the elementals and the Rosenschatten organization in their final showdown from last season. They had jumped through time 6 years and they really hadn't had time to process the losses it and all the time that they had missed, everything that has changed. Before diving into their story, let's go to them. It is a quiet night outside of the Smithsonian Museum. And we see a dark figure crawling along the surface of the roof of the building. They are wearing a red hoodie and see them pull out a little device that they then suction cup to a skylight in this. And they turn this little arm that grinds against the glass. And it goes around and around until finally the glass cut through and they pull away the suction arm down. They lower themselves via a rope down inside the museum. And we see them exploring different aisles and display cases, pictures hung up, and see them approach a display case. With that, they pull out a device that looks like a heavily modified RC remote, and they flip a switch on it, and all of a sudden, the power goes out in the museum and all over the downtown Washington, D.C. area. You see lights going off everywhere. And in that brief moment, the person lifts the display case and takes out this gigantic blue diamond rushes back over to the rope that is hanging down and climbs back up. In about 5 minutes, the power cycles back and the alarms start going off throughout the museum. Police cars start showing up left and right, but this figure is gone, leaving nothing but a hole in the ceiling. Empty. And so now we come back to the net. You all had a long day, previous day, of just recuperating. Those who had wounds healed their wounds. Those who had mental wounds healed those as well. Watched movies and old stories, caught up with the news, at least as much as you talked with old acquaintances. Some of you came to a tense and terse understanding with that. Nonetheless, we're all rested and recovered, and it is yet another monk. You have received reports that there are women seriously going missing or being killed in Minneapolis. And that all of them seem to match the description of Dawn or share her name. What are you doing?
All right. Well, we need to find a vehicle that'll fit all of us. And we need to make sure it's loaded down with bitty tech and guns. Because we always need guns. Some other hunting gear. Whatever you need. We can have Bitty put in a mobile. Mimics typing on keyboard.
Perfect. Give me one of those.
Chat with Biddy and see if she can get you in what you need.
Are you talking to a Biddy?
Yeah, I'm going to talk to one.
Okay. One, you think Biddy and one of here is behind and says, yeah, what you want?
We need a vehicle, but I need like a some kind of mobile computer, possibly fit in there.
Oh, you always need something, don't you? You stupid hunters. Hold on a second. And she marches off and starts digging through this closet. And she comes by with a state-of-the-art laptop that is much lighter than anything you've been able to scrounge so far from Bobby's shop back in L.A. She gets that plus a modem for you to carry along. And
I like to think that she pulls this out of a closet in a cardboard box like grandmas do when they're like, oh, yeah, we have a Nintendo.
And everything's a Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, she presents you with this equipment.
Is it only from the vehicle or can I take it with me?
Like, you can take it with you.
Oh. Man, this is some nice stuff.
Oh, you bet your ass.
It's always state-of-the-art here.
Is it all free? How do you get this?
By sacrificing our life to kill monsters.
Does that include me?
Does now. You accepted the computer.
Oh.
The contract has been sealed.
Biddy's eyes turn red.
Oh, God.
Kid, we'll make sure you don't die, probably. We don't have a good track record.
Who have we lost?
That's very insensitive.
Oh, and dear, you should go see Machine Gun Biddy.
You like Machine Gun Biddy? I wonder if she can mount another turret on the sliding part of the door when we get in and out of the van.
You mean like that one? I had her do that this morning.
Oh, there's no cool like wizard stuff painted on this van, though.
Yeah, that's probably for the best, all things considered.
You're so boring. It's like black and like sleek and like inconspicuous.
Well, she's not exactly fond of doing paint jobs, apparently.
Except for Blockhead Biddy, which is what I'm calling panic. Blockhead Biddy comes up with a can of spray paint and sprays a stick figure on the side of the van with a pointed hat and says, there you go. There's your fucking wizard.
Gonna be that ringtone.
He's beautiful, Biddy. Thank you.
You're goddamn welcome.
Right. So there's a machine gun on this one. You remember that time we were flipping through the air and I was just like machine gunning the whole time? That's an adventure. That's how we saved your daughter. You should be thankful.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, you have a machine gun mounted on this, just like the old van.
It was a wizard and everything.
Yeah. Seems pretty gangster, you know. Wizard money.
Well, see, you know, it's funny. So we do fight monsters and stuff, but almost every time we've used this, the weapons mounted in vehicles or stored in vehicles that cause massive damage, it's his fault. I shot a rocket launcher. Cops following us because of you. We machine gunned the whole neighborhood because your daughter held hostage. You got a tracker, I'm saying.
We were already being chased.
Well, I know,
but... chose to fire that rocket
launcher. You told me where it was. You said, hey, Danica, there's a rocket launcher in the trunk. Why don't you grab it?
What am I supposed to do? It's a rocket launcher.
What am I supposed to do? I had a rocket launcher. You shoot it when you have a rocket launcher, obviously.
Exactly. How was that my fault?
Bring your car. You know what? It's fine. I accept the fact that you are nefarious and wanted, even more so than before. Probably by the people that like worked for the people you killed.
Can you be more wanted? Hey, Biddy.
Be more wanted.
What's my current rank?
Your current rank is suck my balls.
Ever probably could look that up for you. Actually, Ever, I know you're wheeling around here somewhere. I heard you.
So, just a reminder, what rank are you asking?
The FBI Most Wanted.
Oh, yes. I if you really want to know, here.
What was your rank before?
That's a 10. I'm going to use this.
But I haven't been around for some
secrets. Do people know that you killed the senator? Okay. Do you think? I mean, everybody that saw you kill the senator is also dead or here.
So you ask Evers, and he does a little research, and...
Say that again?
Oh, wait, what?
You didn't even make the top 10.
I've gone down.
You need to do some more nefarious acts.
No, I think this is fine. It changes every year.
I mean, you also have been out of circulation for 6 years. Don't worry. We'll probably get you up there in the next few days.
What are you planning on doing?
Whatever it takes to keep Dawn alive. Something is looking for her. I'm not going to let them have her.
Careful. You might end up on that list, too.
Let's say, does anyone else have a rank? Is this like a normal thing?
I don't really care if I end up on the list.
I'm being entirely honest with you. I'm actually kind of impressed that no one else does.
I don't know. Everest, could you just, like, real quick... We're all... thought of to being dead, so maybe that's how come you're not as high up, because we're all thought to have died.
Like Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy.
Sure.
Right.
How are you doing today? Did your room stop spinning?
No.
Oh. I thought Biddy was gonna work on that.
Yeah, I thought she was too. I just had to get one of those, like, really comfy eye masks. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. How was your tour of the facility?
I met a Pomeranian.
Mama, did we have a dog?
Susie looks very stoical. Says, no, we do not have a dog.
Okay.
It's behind that big metal door.
When I
said we don't have a dog, and you should learn not to.
I told you not to go down there.
Nobody told me I couldn't.
I told you not to go down there.
No, you told me I should, dog. Not that I couldn't.
Listen, there are things in there that we might, that are dangerous. We found out the hard way.
I threw him a Cocoa Puff.
Dogs can't have chocolate.
At the dog?
I don't know. I've never had an animal.
Dogs definitely can't have chocolate.
Oh.
But it's probably not a real dog. It's probably like a demon dog or a cursed swamp monster dog or a chupacabra.
It's a chupa thingy.
It's a toy chupacabra.
It's got a sugar head.
Or it's some kind of old sentient god being.
It's a gremlin.
We didn't talk about those.
What I do know is that it's not Krampus.
Or Santa.
Did you guys get him back?
Susie shakes her head.
It's probably fine.
I think the you know who keeps them in check. So.
Yeah, that's fair. So are we ready to go?
No, it's still weird.
Are there like modern clothes here too? Like a storage of modern clothes.
Oh, I'm sure, Shogo. Biddy. And one disappears. And even though she is a fresh apparition of Biddy, she just looks like Frazzle. Just like her hair sticking out everywhere. Her bun is not neat. And she is wearing like this apron over a nice dress, but everything's like dirty or like a little tattered. And she says, yeah, what is it? And she says, we need to get fresh clothes for the team here. And Biddy says, oh, sure. Is there anything else you're going to need? Maybe I should freshen you up, huh? Maybe fluff your tits up a little bit, huh? Would you like that? Oh, maybe I should just do every fucking thing around here.
He's angrier today than yesterday. Should we go look at the crystal? I'm concerned.
Has anybody thanked her?
I thanked her yesterday.
Yeah, I also sweet talked her. That's why I got the machine gun.
But I mean, like recently.
Thank you, like Biddy. Thank you. Appreciate everything you do.
She poofs out of existence.
Okay, that didn't help. Is there a 17? I'm going to go into the archives for a 17 magazine.
Okay.
Got to look and see what the fashion trends are, obviously.
Right.
You spend
you start looking through.
Or Delia's, yeah. I'll look for a Delia's or a 17.
You start flipping through some of the magazines, and you see a lot of high waist jeans that with blouses tucked in and like really like big kind of flowy blouses that kind of hang out. Wide belts seem to be really in. You see like this like a lot of denim everywhere, just like acid wash jeans and acid washed like jackets over top of like these, you know, cute little shirts,
cropped. Like crop, everything's cropped.
See, like these some sport wear where like they're wearing like these really fluffy like armbands and headbands and such.
Are windbreakers a thing yet?
Oh yes, oh, windbreakers. Yes.
That's what Jason was wearing when you met him, was a full like windbreaker suit.
And flannel too, I think, was Stuckers. Starting to get popular.
Yeah. So that's what you see.
I think we could work with this.
If you head back to your respective rooms, there are some fresh clothes laid out corresponding to your individual styles. You can describe how you look before you take off, if you will. Anyone?
I think I'm going to go with the denim, the acid wash denim, and she'll do the thing that they did with their jeans where they pin and roll them. Kind of thing, and some Doc Martens, because like we're going in, we need they're good combat boot, right?
I feel like you probably would go from combat boot to Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, because you already wore combat boots. Yeah. Mary Janes feel very practical and very '90s.
Really thick soled
Mary Janes. Yes, chunky, and definitely a flannel. You know, like tied around her waist. That's a vibe. How were shirts? Were they just tucked in? Are they cropped? I don't remember.
Tucked in was definitely the look.
Okay. What season is it?
It is spring, summer, it's right? May, so okay. It is late spring.
Okay, so she'll pull out that was a look too, the tank dresses. Just like a t-shirt with the bigger, wider, like kind of style sleeves that existed then, like tucked in with a nice smart belt. Mm. And she'll not tease her hair. She looks at all of the magazines. She's like, everybody's hair got flat. So she won't tease her hair out. But her hair is naturally curly, so it'll still be curly, but it won't be like, it'll be like naturally curly.
There's still some curly like hairdos you see, mm-hmm, in the magazines, but they are definitely a lot lower than, mm-hmm, women just kept them. And bangs are out.
Well, she has bangs, so she will like clip them back, you know, like a headband. Headbands were really popular in the early 90s.
Yes.
She'll headband it up with some natural curls.
Okay.
Perfect. And also pick a smart outfit out of just like a suit, jacket, and pants kind of look for when we pretend that we're important people.
Okay. Is anyone else changing their wardrobe before we head
up? It'll look like the times, you know?
Right. I feel like Dawn would probably wear like, what would they be good? Like the, I feel like they wore like the turtlenecks, like the cream turtleneck with like long sleeves. And then did they wear like that, like not a sundress, but it was like a mini dress. It was like all one thing. What would that be called?
Oh, the, yes, I know what you're talking about. The,
you know what I mean?
The ones that have like the little thick straps, but you wore a t-shirt underneath it.
Yeah.
The, what are they called?
And then they were kind of,
it's like slip dress.
Kind of. And then it like would flare out. And I feel like it would just be covered in sunflowers. Mm. Mm-hmm. And she is going to go over to the mirror and look for something sharp and find a knife or a pair of scissors. And she's going to hack off all of her hair. I mean, she has like long, long hair, and she's going to cut like a severe bob.
Ooh. Oh,
wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You find a pair of scissors in the desk drawer in the room, and you go to town on your fresh new style.
Seemed like a time for a change.
I feel like to complete the 90s look, I have to have the flannel and a denim jacket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, are you changing your attire?
Chunky.
Yeah. I found a picture that's like perfect. Okay. It is a like orange and black plaid flannel jacket with a like black t-shirt underneath with like some sort of writing in like just some sort of writing on it that's covered, and then she has black acid wash jeans with a bunch of rips and hairs in it, and then her hair I think she's gonna keep long black hair, with like a streak of white in it, kind of like rogue a little bit. Yeah, it isn't like a beanie, just like a nice chunky beanie on top of her head.
Okay, going for the grunge look. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, are you changing your attire at all?
I mean, it's going to the same, just it's going to just look more modern.
The cut's a little different.
So come into your room and you see a fresh black suit laid out. And the suit has a lot of form to it. And it really shapes well to your body and really accentuates your shoulders. The detail that stands out to you is that it has a raised collar. So it just goes straight up around there. It has no lapels. It just makes this very clean cut V down your chest. And it's very slick. Spent a few minutes admiring the new look in the mirror. Oh, and you find also a new gun holster, little
undersuit kind of.
Yeah, crossed chest.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And then he puts on his Stetson fedora because those never go out of style.
All right. The two new characters. I don't know if you make any changes to your appearance. But I will offer it for all here.
Jason will actually do the overhauls, but like one of the shoulders is not, you know, attached because that was the fashion. With a graphic tee underneath for I don't know if they made them or if he could get them, but he'd wear a Queen t-shirt.
You go back to your quarters where you can stay in class and find a pair of overalls and a Queen t-shirt. Neatly.
Also, a pair of Nikes. If they're like, you can have any clothes, he's like, oh, fuck yeah. And he gets some Nike pumps.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're pumps.
Was it Reebok? I thought it was Nike.
No, Reebok was Pump It Up.
Oh, fine. Reeboks.
Have you seen
Angel
with
a
full Reebok outfit?
That's our sponsorship we lost, Miss Brandon.
They were considering us up to this point.
Reebok's the one that was popular.
Your pumps, your overalls, your shirt.
Sweet.
Cypher, are you making any changes?
Sure. It's got It's got the flannel like the button down, but it's unbuttoned, like the graphic t-shirt underneath. And then he's got some really like worn jeans, like the bottoms are like tattered.
That's what you think, right? The pump.
He had some air too. Like they're called airs.
I feel like the ones that I sent with the girl with the tube top. I feel like those were really popular in the 90s too, and it's summer. So I think like that's the vibe she's going with for summer. Mm-hmm. With the flannel on.
Yeah, those are really
perfect.
Nice.
Oh. Right. Oh, I've never seen those. They're in the back.
Yeah, they were on what's that? Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Oh, is that movie out right now? Because it's a new favorite.
Anyway.
Okay, we'll figure it out. Anyway, so
fashion is important.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You all have new friends. And
having seen the X-Files, the business outfit that Danica goes for is like the outfit that the lady wears with the nice smart suit. Just in case we need to be professional looking.
We've seen the X-Files.
So we
were watching it at Cypher's house, remember?
What year is it?
1992.
X-Files is up.
X-Files started in 93.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Anyway.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time we've broke time.
Hey,
we did start in 1993.
We'll blame Kronos for that.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
There's a lot of things broken. So, Cypher. Are directed down to this room down in the basement. and the Biddy in there has this like full beard and has these like cut off like army BDUs. She turns to you and says, "So you're the new recruit. All right, here, what we got here?" And she goes through all the different rows of weapons, and she finds a nice little 9mm and hands it over to you.
Oh God, what do I do with this thing?
You point it at the enemy soldier.
Is it loaded?
Of course. It'd be useless if it wasn't loaded.
Oh, I don't know what to do with this.
Don't point it at yourself.
Okay,
Unless you're about to die. Take your own life.
Jesus!
Oh my God.
Biddy's dark.
Biddy is dark!
I don't know if we should talk about that.
I'm gonna stick it in, like, the backside of, like, the behind him on the jeans. Like, back pocket.
Yeah, sure. That seems like a safe place to put that.
I'm gonna shoot my ass.
You know, back when I was serving, I had a man shoot his own ass off. That's bad.
Oh.
No, you'll probably be fine.
I love bearded.
I love bearded Biddy.
Okay.
Commando Biddy.
So you have a weapon. I guess I don't know what weapon you have chosen in character
piece. Oh, I totally just took a knife.
Okay. Well, you can now mark down a 9mm
gun. Maybe on our journey to Minneapolis, I'll teach you how to use.
I'm just gonna shoot the car. Window?
No, we're gonna use it on we're gonna take all the bullets out. We're gonna show you how to use it unloaded so that it's not dangerous.
Should we take the bullets out right now?
Yes. Take them out.
Okay, I don't know how to do that.
All right, so here's what you do. Now, I want you to do it so that you know how to do it. I put them all back in.
I look over at Gray as this is happening. I'm like, somebody's going to shoot themselves.
I know gun safety. Thank you, girl. Now, what you don't do is you don't imbue them with magic until you're ready to fire them because they could become volatile. You don't know magic, so it's
fine. So we can modify these things, huh?
Yeah, why not?
Hmm.
Do whatever you want. Within reason. Within reason.
Looking to deal some damage?
Are we ready to go? We loaded the van? I like everybody's new outfits. We all look like we fit in this decade. Hello, fellow 90s kids.
So, you're all loading and loading your equipment there as well. Biddies load in a few precautionary kits, such as like vampire kits, and, ghost hunting kits, things of that nature. And as you're all about to, you see the garage door open, and in rolls a little Honda Civic. Out of the Honda Civic steps Kelly and a young redheaded woman you're not familiar with. She has kind of like this kind of, you might relate it to the clothes that Olivia's wearing right now. Kind of grungier, like kind of like fished together little skirt and shirt and vest. And she gets out of the car and she looks over at you, Olivia, and her like jaw just kind of drops and she's just staring.
She, like, how far away is she?
Let's say she's probably about 50 feet or so.
I'm going to say, in her head, what are you looking at?
And she will respond, I'm looking at a ghost.
Pretty sure I'm real. I don't know what you're talking about.
And she's like, she turns her attention over to Kelly. She's like rapidly saying something under her breath that you can't quite hear from this distance. And Kelly kind of looks over at you and she's like, really? And She, this other redheaded lady, very young, she goes over to Susie. It's her, the person I saw in my vision. And Susie's like, whoa. Good to see you too, Tracy. And she's like, what do you mean? It's the girl in your vision. It's the girl from the vision of the end of the world. And Susie says, oh, okay, I'm sure there's an explanation. I mean, she helped save the world. I'm sure she's not going to end the world. This lady, Trixie, kind of just like gets very frustrated and like grabs her curly hair and like just marches off deeper into the town. Are any of you doing it?
There's a lot of estrogen in here.
Grace is the only guy in this whole thing. So there's actually a lot less than there used to be. Also, Kelly, who the hell was that?
What did you say you cut out?
Kelly, who the hell was that?
That's Trixie.
Why is she having visions about Olivia ending the world?
She sees things. She's like magic, like all of you.
Okay. Well, visions don't always come to fruition, so probably fine. Mm-hmm. Maybe you should go talk to her, Olivia.
Why? Just because she saw someone who looks like me that destroyed the world or some bullshit? It doesn't matter. This is what's more important, and I gesture towards Dawn. And I whisper, you need to make sure that she is safe. I don't care about this Trixie person.
All right. Well, I feel like we've learned some kind of lesson about listening to everything and, you know, not taking anything for granted or something like that. So we shouldn't forget about this.
I mean, I'm sure we'll encounter this person later. I mean, obviously, they're friends with Kelly. So I'm sure
when
we come back, we'll encounter her again. And she'll scream that I'm going to destroy the world or some bullshit. Like, that's not new
information. Right. I mean, you are a battery of some sort. We already know that.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff we know about the angels and my destiny and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I've heard it a million times.
Right.
This is not important right now.
Okay. Let's say our goodbyes and go. Are you going to have, like, any kind of conversation with your daughter or before we leave or going to ignore her or what?
I think right now, we should probably go take care of pressing matters.
I'm aware. I'm just making sure, because she fucking hates you right now.
That's fine.
Okay, just making sure you're aware. Cool, let's get in the van. Shotgun!
Hard to miss.
I mean, you seem kind of dense. I think you'd miss it, honestly.
So, you all pile into the vehicle, waving goodbye to Susie as you take off out of this garage, and you pass a boundary that seems to flash, and all of a sudden you are in the middle of this South Dakota wilderness once again, rolling down a dusty road, heading towards your destination. And it takes you less time than you expect. Reverse across both South Dakota and Minnesota to get to Annapolis. The vehicle is souped up, and you make very quick time. Who is driving?
I call Chaka.
Doesn't Don always drive?
No, I think Olivia is.
Olivia
drives.
Olivia
drives. I'm usually the driver.
Yeah, you look down and you see like 193 on the speedometer at one point. You just look back up, and as you're weaving between the cars,
how are the newbies doing?
This is really fast for a minivan. Boy. Is it structurally sound?
I'm pretty sure it's souped up with magic.
See, it's got a wizard on it.
It's got magic. It's got magic. I don't really know how Biddy does it, but like my car, when we took it the last time, it was almost like traffic didn't even see us.
Mm. Oh, so you've never gotten a ticket before?
I mean, I have, but not since Biddy souped up my car.
Why? Just impressed that this hasn't been caught yet.
This is not my car.
This is a new car. I don't know whose car we took. This might have been just a compound car. We would not have all fit in my car. Unless Biddy could make it bigger on the inside. Like.
Well, they seem to have collected a few extra cars since we've been gone. So I just told them to use whichever one was bigger.
They probably belong to other hunters, dead or alive. Or they just have extra cars in case we need bigger cars.
My bike was down there. How did it get there?
Magic.
Listen, magic's a neat thing, but like...
Fey magic.
How the hell did she know it was my bike?
The second you set foot in the compound, it probably appeared.
Right. Okay.
Your car was probably there too, actually, if you had
probably vehicle. Told them.
I think I saw it in there.
Knowing it.
How?
Fey magic.
There's different types of magic?
Yeah. Okay. Angel magic, elemental magic, really old ancient being magic. He's just a criminal. He don't got no magic.
Yeah. Criminal magic. Criminal magic.
Gun magic.
Gun magic.
He doesn't have magic, he's got a gun.
And fey magic.
Fey magic, alright.
That's all that I've discovered so far. But I'm sure there's more. Elemental magic, sure, yeah. We already touched
on it. I just look outside in the highway and I'm like, there really is nothing in this state, is there?
What state are we in still? Are we still in South Dakota or are we in Minnesota? Well,
I say this when we're in South Dakota. Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing that you're supposed to know about.
There's a mountain with president's faces on it.
That's in this state?
Well, it's back where we were at, actually.
Huh.
It's kind of close, anyway. We can go if you want. I need a t-shirt from there.
I don't really like touristy places.
I do.
I'd rather go to like a Radio Shack or something.
That's the place that we were in that we stole all the guys' tapes, right?
A Suncoast or something?
It's a Suncoast.
Where you can get your music?
I was gonna ask you, what's a rave? You look like you would know what things are.
Why are you asking?
I heard about it on a song.
You know what? Sure, why not? When we're in Minneapolis, I'll find a club to take us to.
Okay. Am I concerned? I'm concerned.
We'll see how dense Danica is.
Danica's not dense. She doesn't know what a rape is.
Okay.
So
I guess the saddle.
The eagle. After a short 4 hours.
Short. Reach, Jason's like... Reach.
Hey, 4 hours is really fast going across the entire state of South Dakota and through most of Minnesota.
Yeah, that's pretty fast, actually.
Yeah.
You make record time to the Twin Cities, and you are there now. What is, first stop, where do you wish to go?
Is
there a White Castle in this place? I'm hungry.
There's definitely a White Castle.
I would love some White Castle. I needed to Google. Was White Castle a thing in the 80s?
90s?
In the 80s.
Oh, in the 80s? I don't
know what White Castle is.
Little factoid. White Castle is the oldest fast food establishment.
Hell yes.
Possibly in the world.
I love White Castle.
Interesting, actually.
Let's go. I'm starving. That was a long time in the car.
They were founded in the 1930s.
Hell yes. Nice. I love White Castle. It's trash. I love it. Sorry.
You find a White Castle and you get, how many sliders do you get?
So many.
Like, just
the suitcase. So many.
We get the suitcase.
In the suitcase? It's only like 50 sliders or something like that.
Yeah.
50 sliders.
I don't know. That guy asked me to get the suitcase.
I was going to say it. We going to get accosted by someone?
Yeah, I'm going to be friendly.
No, it's fine. It's the 90s. Just so many sliders.
Yep. I'm
sure the suitcase is probably like $10 back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right? Probably. Oh, shit. Did we get money from the compound? Because none of us had any.
So, along with your ideas, you're handed some credit cards. Now, you're not quite sure where the funds on these credit cards come from, but didn't really ask questions.
Biddy's been alive for like hundreds of years. She's probably got investments.
Sure, that's how that works.
That is something we did not notify you of.
What?
If at any point you're in the compound and the power goes off, time stops in there.
What?
And it keeps going everywhere else.
We lost.
Just like normal, like
we lost like 3 months once.
What? Like you were stuck inside the compound for 3 months?
No, we were stuck inside there for like 10 minutes.
What?
It's like an hour. We lost 3 months.
It's okay.
What?
To turn the power back. It's in another realm. If the power goes out, Tom just stopped working.
Are we having this conversation at White Castle?
In the drive-thru.
I just, I was going
to
tell you
all you have to do is turn it back on.
Yeah, and it doesn't go off very often. There was some kind of malfunction when we first got there because it was deserted.
That's not cool. Listen, you guys can time skip all you want, but if I miss, like, some music or, like, my parents, because...
Yeah, your parents. Let's talk about your parents. Your parents are important.
I just, in this kind of world, you might not get to keep them forever. I'm just
kidding.
Or you'll come back to them only half of them.
What?
Didn't you see Mama's robot leg? I got blown off by God.
I killed him.
What?
He did not get blown off by Daddy. He got blown off by the wind elemental.
I think it's like my uncle.
Basically.
Okay. It was an elemental.
Okay. I want Uncle Jim.
Uncle Wendy.
Uncle Wendy.
Uncle Wendy.
I know what we're saying seems like we're on every drug known to man, but it is all true.
Uncle Gail.
I like it.
I'm going to eat my sliders and pretend like you didn't say anything.
Yeah. Sweetie, it looks like
you're... So I don't have an anxiety attack.
Sweetie, it looks like you're having an
existential crisis. Nope. There is only White Castle. There is only White Castle.
That'll exist when we time skip again, I'm sure.
You remember that historic... library that I showed you that video of that is now
phone does some weird
like,
shit.
That's in Minneapolis. We should go there and do research.
Which one?
Yeah, absolutely. That historic library we talked about.
Oh, is it a library?
You don't remember what I'm talking about.
I don't remember the name.
Sure. I don't remember the name either.
It's very
but there's a historic like it was like one of the first libraries in all of the state of Minnesota. Yes. Anyway.
So after a meal, I was going to say Christians, but not really.
You're from here.
After a meal at White Castle, not a sponsor.
Probably go to my dad's house, see if it's still
there.
We're open, White Castle, if you want.
Is it gonna?
Yeah.
Is it gonna for you to see?
I'll eat 20 sliders on camera if you sponsor.
I will eat some sliders if you sponsor White Castle. You're my favorite place.
Are we trying to?
I mean, everybody goes over with White Castle. Everybody doesn't like me.
We were fine. You threw yours away.
I was like,
listen, you know my rule about White Castle.
Don't talk to the people in the lobby.
Anyway, before we talk about Josh and White Castle, let's keep
playing. You're not employed.
Yeah.
She was behind bars.
That's a great place.
Hey, how's it going?
If you don't want to go into a real place, they have them in the freezer section. Again, this is not a sponsor.
They're just as good.
Yeah, they're just good.
Anyway.
Chicago's fine.
Where should we go?
Well,
what should we do?
Dawn's from here, so we should go to her house.
It's still.
What if just some strangers are living in your house?
It might have been sold. I don't know.
I mean, it probably did because you're.
Either way, it's a good start.
Yeah. Let's go there first. Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Minnetonka and try and find
those. I mean, your neighbors might still live there. Your old neighbors, maybe they know a little bit.
Possibly.
Yeah.
You could just have a taste.
So after your meal, you tag back into the vehicle and your mom's old mess. You navigate the streets and come across the neighborhood. As you're pulling up alongside the curb, your old residence, you see that the siding has holding, and you see some kids' toys out in front. Normal. The landscaping has changed. There is a strange car parked in the driveway. It seems way different than.
So the house.
I mean, I don't. Do you want to take care of the hard stuff first? We can go to the coroner that we got the report from for your dad. I mean, it's been like a little while, so I'm sure that they laid him to rest, but just to give him a name because he's unidentified.
We should try to stop whoever's.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I think that's more important. That's.
But the coroner might have information.
Same location, really.
Oh, 2 for 1.
Yeah. We can go in and do our fake bit. You can do your real bit. He wants to pretend to be
Who wants to impersonate the feds today? Who wants to create a participate in a federal crime? Also, I've already been to see dead bodies with Bray before, so
it's kind of our thing.
It's kind of our thing, so I guess I could do it. I'm okay with committing literal felonies. It's fine. I come from a political family.
We're used to it. It's
wait, why can't we just go in there and see?
Well, Dawn can't, because she's doing a general weird thing.
They tend to get antsy. Yeah.
So what we could do is we could have some people go to the police station and the coroner office, and some people go do some research, newspapers, things that might have more information about the missing people, get some names, some contacts of people that know them or last saw them, and maybe talk to them too.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Why don't the three of you, and I'll address her to Dawn, Gray, and Danica, why don't you three go and do the coroner and police stuff, and two of you can come with me, and we can go check out the library and go look through some old newspapers.
Well,
maybe Cypher can find some stuff for us.
You had Wheels print out the report.
We do. I have police reports that Wheels printed out. Wheels, that's not... I don't know why I said that. He's got a name. Oh my God. Ever printed out for. So I do have some police reports. I don't know if talking to them might get us more information than what we got from their dad.
Can I see them, the police reports on the girls?
Yeah.
Okay. I looked them over. I'm assuming investigate mystery here. See if I can get a question out of you.
Go ahead.
It's sharp. Nine.
So you get to hold one.
So I'm looking for what happened here, but more specifically, I'm looking to see kind of what the age range is for these girls, and if they, like, if any of them attended the college here in town is basically what I'm looking for.
Right. So you see that, there were girls anywhere between the ages of 16 and 24, and there were at least a couple of members.
I point that out to Olivia, and I'm like, I feel like maybe with our age range here that campus information might be more beneficial than a library. They have
to the library on the campus. I mean,
well, I meant to the dean's office to get some information. They have computers there. If we do a little schmoozing with the front office people, maybe we can get Cypher in there to check some files.
I definitely can.
You could also talk to some of the students. I mean, it's it's getting summertime, so they might have left already, but there might be some kids there that our role for summer classes.
Even easier to crack into their computers if there's not enough people watching. A lot of the staff's going to be gone.
Perfect.
Yep.
We'll pretend to be looking for classes this year.
You need to register for fall classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is the beginning of May, so there still might be
kids here for finals. Yeah. Because
finals aren't until the end of May, right?
Colleges usually get out early.
No, usually like beginning of May. Is it?
Okay. Depends on your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But either way, there's still probably...
We had interim, so we didn't get done until...
I wouldn't say we were done about, like, mid-second week of May.
Usually. We were until end of May.
But it depends on the college, so there might still... And also how many snow days Minnesota had this year.
Right.
So there probably will still be people there, like students there, that might know some of these girls.
So I will drive the three of them and drop them off at the Minneapolis police station. I'm assuming there's probably not multiples at this point. There might be a couple, but
Minneapolis is probably still pretty good size in the 90s.
It's huge.
But there's probably like one headquarters.
Yeah.
Well, they're looking for the coroner office though, right?
So the coroner would be at the like main precinct probably.
Yes.
So
they're all different.
Following the vein of Supernatural, we'll say that you end up at Minneapolis General Precinct.
Hey, look, Minneapolis town drunk.
And
look at all this land elevation in Minneapolis.
Yeah. Why does this look like Canada?
Where is the other group going then?
The campus.
Yeah.
Minneapolis State College, obviously.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and tackle the station.
Thanks for tuning in to the Campaigns of the Plains channel. Catch new material every Friday on YouTube and make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Now, on with the show.
So, you are dropped off by other group, the precinct.
I have to sloth on my outfit in the back of the van. One second, let me put on my business outfit. Nobody look!
Okay, explain what business attire you.
Oh, it's just like some smart slacks and a like a buttoned suit jacket with a top. She probably has her tube top on and just buttons the jacket, so it looks like he's wearing just like a top like this, because you can't tell with a suit jacket on. Still looks right. Nice.
Okay. Alrighty. So you go into the police station then?
Yeah.
You walk into the police station. You see.
Did I write down my fake name?
An ornate lobby with a nicely tiled and a polished front desk made of a dark with a lady sitting behind the desk.
Oh, we're going in first? Okay. So, yeah, I guess we'll just
you're better,
flash the badge.
You're better at talking, so I'm going to let you lead the way.
The FBI badge real quick and just. Hi, so we are looking for I guess there's a case with missing women?
And the lady looks up at you and says,
We're told that it's a connected string. You have the file, don't you?
I slapped the file down.
I'm sure we do. Why don't you go ahead? You're trying to manipulate her.
Do you mind giving us a room where we can take a look at these files?
Go ahead and roll manipulate person.
I'm going to assist.
Okay.
And I look official in the background.
I don't know. So help out?
Yeah, help out. That's cool. That's the one. Okay, so help out is... Okay, wait. Help out is cool. And then I have this ability that... Okay. Oh, God, I rolled... I rolled double twos.
What do you have?
Oh, good. Plus?
It's a six. It's not. I don't help you.
Good.
So mark your experience, and the lady looks at you, and though you have this jacket over your top, she can see just a little bit of exposed skin in like the V of the jacket, and she's like. Looking you up and down, and she can clearly see that you're some sort of ruse. And she says, excuse me, ma'am, can I help you?
I'm with him.
Look, it's not my business what the escort services do. But if you have no business here, I think you should leave.
Excuse, I just look at Gray like I'm gonna rip this lady's head off.
And I just, listen, ma'am, I don't appreciate you treating my associates here that way. Now, please, if you could give us a room in the files that we're asking for, we will be on our way out of your hair as soon as possible. I rolled a 12, by the way, and I have advance on my manipulate someone.
Okay.
So they become an ally.
She looks at you like side-eyed, and she's like, whatever, I don't get paid enough for this. She says, down the hallway, talk to Lieutenant Journey.
I do like Journey. It's a good name. When we get out of earshot, I'm like, bitch, thought I was an escort. Do I present as escort? I didn't even put a lot of makeup on because they were all natural look in the magazines.
It's been a while. Maybe they don't do that anymore.
Don, you're with them. Aren't you just kind of blending in the back?
No, I think Don was going to go to the corner.
You staggered in. Oh. Don't be.
She comes in a little bit past us, a little after us.
She buzzes you through a door, and as you're walking through, you hear her mutter, "Pretty woman wannabe." You have no clue what that means.
I am pretty. I mean, not even wearing a lot of makeup. Jesus. If everything in here goes south, I'm stabbing her.
That's manslaughter.
Just like a little bit. I'm not going to kill her. Just a pencil made for some lead poison.
So you walk down this hallway and you see a fogged over glass door that says Lieutenant. Do you knock or walk in or wait?
Yep, I just walk right on in. I own this place now.
I look official. Follow him behind him.
Okay, you see a skinny man with like very oversized glasses in uniform sitting at his desk. He has short cropped hair. And he's going slightly bald in the temples. He looks up at you, you two in front in the suit, and Dawn in the back, I believe. And he's like,
"No, Danica? Dawn's not with us.
I mean,
she's going to the coroner's office."
Oh, okay. He says to you two, "Can I help you?"
"Yes, we are here about a recent string of kidnappings that seem to all have a connection with a name or description."
"Oh, yeah. Okay, well, you came to the right office, right this way." He leads you over to a file. He starts pulling out some folders and some boxes. He lays them out on a table and says, "Okie dokie, well, these are what we got. It's the strangest thing. We haven't really nailed down a pattern here. It just seems kind of all over the place."
"Well, we are here to figure out what sort of patterns there might actually be."
"Okay, and that's just great. I'm sorry, what was your name again?"
"Oh, my name? You can call me Special Agent Matthew, and this is my associate here."
I didn't have time to think of a fake name.
She's Special Agent Monica.
Monica?
Yes. I read your badge for you.
Special Agent Monica. Okie dokie. If you need anything, I'm right down the hall."
"I appreciate that. We'll be there if we need you."
"Okay. So you have access to the file. Why don't you roll and investigate mystery then?"
"Want me to help you, or do we not trust my helping ability?" Danica woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
"I mean, you can help, or are we able to both roll? I don't know."
I think you can both.
You know what I'm going to do instead?
Something against that.
I'm going to pull out like all of these case files on all of these girls. I'm going to lay them out in front of me, and I'm just going to run my hands over them. The door's closed, right? This guy's not in here?
Yes, he left.
Okay, I'm going to run my hands over them, and I'm going to trail some magic out of my fingers, and I'm going to do fortunes.
Okay.
Once per mystery, I can use mystic prophecies of divination techniques to look at what the future holds.
Okay.
So I can read the future, I guess. I have 12. It's a weird roll. So on a 10 plus, hold 3.
Okay.
So the 3 that I hold can be: have a useful object ready, be somewhere you are needed just in time, take one forward or give one forward to another hunter, retroactively warn someone about an attack so that it doesn't happen. So I think I can take 3 of these, so I think I'm going to take all of them except for the take one forward one.
Okay, so repeat those again.
Have a useful object ready, be somewhere you are needed just in time, retroactively warn someone about an attack so that it doesn't happen. And you can tell me what I see. What I see in the future, but Those are things that I basically can hold during the mystery to use at any time.
So it was a useful object, be somewhere at the right time.
Yep.
And then...
and retroactively warn somebody about an attack. So, like, say Gray gets shot in the face for, like, 5 damage, I can be like, I saw this happening, buddy, and push him out of the way, basically. Huh. We've seen that. So, Raven, it'll be one of those moments.
Right. Okay, cool. So, as you're scanning these documents, waving your hands over and laying the magic. You see a flash of images that don't quite make sense at this time, but you snap out of it. And you just keep on thinking in your head, fire, 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 fire.
There's, just watching Beavis and Butthead?
There's something. I got a lot of visions.
Yeah.
But I think there's something about fire that's really pressing, so I might have to watch out for it.
Are you going to make another fireman, or?
Well, no tent was a good time.
To clarify this vision, because I don't want to botch your ability, you see, like, an image of, like, someone holding a lighter, someone holding a match, someone holding a torch. Get the impression that you, like, these are tools that use fire.
Okay. So we might need fire for something. Also, not... it will clarify itself in the moment, I'm sure. That's what I got.
Well, that was bad. It's twice the time.
Use another luck.
I can assist you if you want me to. You get +2 forward from me if that helps, if I succeed.
You can certainly try.
I mean, you might as well.
How bad was it?
Well, if you succeed, we're good.
7. So it's a mixed success.
It is. You help, but you also expose yourself to trouble or danger. Okay.
Is that
that fucking 2? Receptionist is going to think we're in here banging on the table.
She's going to come check on you.
So you, Gray, start looking over these documents. And you... I mean, you see the pattern Evers already identified, that any of the victims have the name Dawn or match her description. And you're starting to kind of lay out all these attacks, and you see that the attacks seem to, like, follow a pattern, and go find a map that's in the room, and you start laying out the attacks. And you see that it seems to, like, all radiate from a certain point. And you see a part of the forested area outside the city, where you see that there might be, like, some sort of epicenter, as all the attacks seem.
Well, seems like this point right here is where we might want to start. Also, why is it that everywhere we go, they can never seem to figure this out? It's so basic.
Well, you and I are learning.
What else to say? At that
I don't know. We're good at seeing patterns on it.
That the door busts open, and you see this Lieutenant Journey standing there with his gun drawn, and he says, I called the offices for the FBI, and they don't know about any special agent Matthew or Monica. Now, you better tell me who you are, or I'm going to have to arrest y'all.
That's really surprising. Those are really, like, common names.
You say in front of the officer? No, I don't know.
Who did you say you called?
I called the offices for the FBI. This is the expose yourself to danger part.
Did you call the offices for the local FBI? Because we're from out of state.
Manipulate someone.
Yeah. Lord. Next time, why don't you also call Langley?
This is her role, so.
I don't know. I don't know if I can help her out or.
You can certainly try to help her.
Okay.
Oh, I got an 11.
Get a 12.
Yeah, that's a 9.
So I got a 12.
Expose himself to more danger.
More danger.
Journey lowers his gun and holsters it and says, "Dang it, Gerald, why didn't I think of that before?" And he says, "I'm so sorry, folks. Hey, but, you know, all seriousness, I do have to confirm that you are who you say are. That if this is just an ongoing investigation, so why don't you just stay right here, and I will be right back. I'm just going to call the Langley and see if I can't get hold of a receptionist. I'll be right back." And
it's really no problem at all, Gerald. And when he leaves, I'm going to...
He leaves and you hear the door click.
They lock us in?
Yeah.
You work on unlocking the door. I'll work on making us invisible.
Do you still have that cell phone that we...
Oh, yeah. No, I never gave him his phone back. He didn't ask for it.
I'm going to make a quick phone call.
So you don't want me to make us invisible? Or?
Oh, sure. Go ahead. That sounds like fun. As long as you don't set me on fire.
I'm going to use magic to do one thing that is beyond human limitations. And I'm going to use it to make us, maybe not invisible, but maybe like unnoticeable so that we can get out of here. In a way, yeah, in a way that they're like, they don't know us, they don't recognize us. Something weird. Something along those lines. So let's try it. 11.
Yeah, it works perfectly. So you see your skin and your clothing start to shift in color, and now it seems like wherever you move, like the color shifts with it, and you now have essentially active camo.
Can you open the door? I'm not like that kind of criminal. I wasn't any kind of criminal until I met you. You can not open the door with your gun.
Yeah, sure. Just give me a quick minute with this.
Okay.
Going to try to call one of my contacts to see if they can quickly make sure. Maybe they can like call in to check in that we arrived from the head office.
Okay. What contact are you trying to?
Well, I'm going to try and contact David.
All right.
David, dial the phone
and you hear a man's voice answer on the other end. This is Fox.
David, it's been a long time. I need your help with something real quick.
Who is this?
It's your old pal. It's Gray.
And he says, "Gray, huh? Been a long time."
Yeah. But I'm thinking about making my return. So I just need you to handle one thing real quick.
Yeah, sure. What's it?
Need you to call into the Minneapolis main. What do we call it?
General Police Precinct.
Minneapolis General Police Precinct. And just call in and do a quick check-in to make sure that a special agent, Matthew and Monica, arrived about a case of missing persons.
Yeah, definitely. You say you're at the general precinct?
Yeah.
All right, excellent. Yes, of course, Mr. Gray. I am glad to oblige. And he hangs up. A few moments later, you hear footsteps come down the hallway or start to unlock.
Just stand over and we can just casually float out. We don't need any more information.
Don't want him to get on the bad side and start hunting us down.
You want me to drop the camouflage?
So, okay. Lieutenant Journey opens the door and he looks around and then starts looking around frantically. Dagnabbit, it happened again. and you silently sneak out the door past. And
they can't see us, right? Yep. As we walk out, I tip over the receptionist's coffee.
you tip over the coffee as the door mysteriously opens by itself.
Give you one of those, like, we're almost out, and then you're like, oh, and then you
just gotta, like as I leave, I'm like, you shouldn't judge others by their appearance. Like a ghost.
You see her wide-eyed look around. And like she I think she starts like making the sign of the cross or something like that. So Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
You are trying to find the coroner, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You navigate your way into the coroner's office. It's conjoined to the general precinct. So you make your way inside, and there is a pleasant-looking reception there. She is typing on a newer-looking computer, and she looks up as you come in and says, "Yes, can I help you?"
Yeah, I was hoping you were able to help me. My father has gone missing, and I have reason to believe that maybe he's come through here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
One second. And she ruffles through a file cabinet nearby and pulls out a form. And she says, if you fill this out, I can look it up in the system.
Okay.
So you fill out the form and comply and hand it on over. After some typing and looking around, I do have some John Doe's here. Came in a couple of years ago. They're over in the Pauper Cemetery. Probably look up the plot number for you if you'd like.
Yeah, I would like that.
And then she grabs a little sticky note and she jots down some numbers and hands it over.
She's just thank her for her time and get out of there.
Tell me, Dawn, how are you feeling right
now? Numb.
Memories start flooding you again. It's like that wall, but just magnified because it's all inside your head and just the flashes of your life growing up, wondering how things got to this point. So, the other group, you're heading to the university. Where are you heading first?
Should we try and get into the dean's office, or should we maybe go to the union and try and talk to some students? I'm open to ideas. I've never been on a college campus before.
I think we should go to the registrar's office first. We've got the names of the girls here. What I had in mind was trying to find out what classes they had before their untimely demises, and then thinking about heading over to the security office because a lot of these newer campuses have security footage. I was hoping maybe we could catch something on the cameras.
Yeah, that's a great idea. We'll try and track down a campus map in some form and try and make our way to the registrar's office.
Okay. You search around and you ask some of the faculty. You eventually get led to the administration's office. It's actually empty when you enter. The doors were unlocked, but there doesn't seem to be anyone in this lobby area. There is a little board to the side, there's like labels such as registrar and presidents and some dean's offices are up.
Does the registrar's office look empty if it's nearby?
You do see a bespectacled older woman working.
I'm gonna turn around to. Does she have a computer on her desk? Is it pretty?
She does. It is powered off. She is an older woman, and she is doing everything by paper.
Fair enough. I look at Cypher and Olivia, and I'm like, Olivia, do you think you could distract the nice old lady, kind of coax her out of her office, maybe? Or even if you could just, like, get her to come out in the lobby for a few minutes. I think Cypher and I could get in.
Yeah, I definitely can. Can I, like, just listen to her thoughts? long enough to hear like maybe car she has or something like that. And I'm gonna try and jinx her car.
Okay. So yeah, you listen to her thoughts for a while, and you hear thoughts like, I haven't heard from Sarah in forever, never called. And you hear, I wonder what we should have for supper tonight. Did buy some hamburger. And then you hear, I wonder if it's time to get my automobile oils. Yeah. And you recall outside, because classes seem to be out, there were only like four outside, and only one was an automobile.
So I'm going to try and go outside and jinx her car to just like have like the lights turn on and off for no reason. Just mess with them.
Okay.
Setting off the alarm.
Yeah, setting off the alarm. Something to trigger her to come outside. That's a 14. Mm-hmm. So I hold two of this list. And I'm going to do a one to interfere with a bystander to get her to come outside. And I'm going to help a hunter by giving them plus one word.
Excellent.
So that's exactly what I'll do.
So you cast your magic on this vehicle, and all of a sudden the lights start flashing, and it's not so much an alarm going off as such as like just a blaring of the horn, just steady, constant. It's just the car is acting like crazy, and you see this woman stand up and go over to the window, and she sees this ruckus. And immediately she rushes out the door, leaving everything just out in the open behind her as she goes to deal with the problem. Who was going in?
I'm going to tell Olivia to stay by the door and like give us a warning if she starts coming back or if anybody else starts coming back. And then I'll be like, all right, Cypher, let's get in and find out what classes these gals were registered to.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
So yeah.
My knuckles and go at it.
Are there any cameras that we spot in this office, first of all?
Not in the office. There was a couple outside on the building.
Okay.
America hasn't gotten to the nanny state that is in modern times. So
fair enough.
Cameras are around, but they're not as prevalent as they will be.
Okay. So yeah, I'll go with Cypher into the office, and we'll get to the computer in here and start trying to go through its files, I think.
Okay.
Since I have the files from Danica on the girls, so we'll know who to look for.
Why don't you, I guess, investigate a mystery again.
Yeah, plus one forward.
Why don't you do it? What is assist under? Or help?
It's cool.
Yep, help out is plus cool.
Plus one. You think you'll need it?
It'll be fine.
Be fine?
Times plus
one. You have a plus one forward from Matt, too.
I just get plus one. Is that what that means?
Yeah, to your roll.
From okay. Matt. Plus one plus your pluses.
Yep.
Plus. All right, I'll try it. 10.
10. Yep, that's hold two.
Sweet.
So, yeah, you're trying to look up the victim's files, correct?
Yeah, I'm basically telling Cypher to look up like what buildings she had classes in, or if they were in dorms at all that might have, you know, that we could possibly look up to see if they had cameras.
Okay. So I guess Cypher, considering what he has asked you, what are you looking for?
I think the first thing is, I guess, classes, right?
Okay. There, of the couple of students that have been identified, you see that One was taking an algebra, a Spanish, physics, an intro to mass media, and a journalism class. The other one was taking English and a writing course, history, and psychology.
There's not much to relate them.
No, there's no relation.
I can do another thing, right?
Yep.
Can I look at cameras if there are any?
I will say, because you are hacking skills, I'll say you are able to manipulate this computer here to access the universal phone. The camera. You start fast forwarding through these recordings, and you eventually see the night that one of these girls went. She was walking along a path when a man greeted her, and talked to her. He seemed to scare her at first, but then talked to her for a bit, and then headed off towards Fraternity Row. And then she continued walking towards the edge of campus when she was once again ambushed, but this time someone in very dark black robes attacked her and seemed to be lifting her off the ground before stabbing her. You see that this happened to the science building and the gymnasium.
We'll take down that location, and I'll tell Cypher, is there anything else we're going to need through these computers?
Their classes weren't related, so it's something probably not related to the school. I suppose it's just the place.
All right. Let's head over there and see if we can't do a little bit of digging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe Olivia's got some skills that can help us out.
Okay. So you head over between science.
Mm-hmm.
When you get there is still police tape set around this area. There you can see some blood dried on the sidewalk, and there's some bushes nearby, and some doors that lead in.
Well, I mean, it's recent enough that police tape is still up. Olivia, is there... I don't know how your magic works, but is there any way that you can, like, I don't know, locate, do, like, the dead zone kind of thing? I don't know.
The dead zone of, like, where the cameras didn't see?
Oh, you haven't seen that show yet. Okay, so there's this character in the Stephen King novels, right? There was a show about it. He can touch things where people died, and he can see how they died.
Oh, you mean, like, seeing past or present, or see, you know. Sorry, the cat's climbing up the back of Trax's chair.
Nice.
Anyway, I could totally see how it happened, but didn't you guys see it on the camera?
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's only one angle that the camera has, and unfortunately, cameras aren't exactly, like, really awesome yet, so.
Oh, maybe you could see part of the conversation.
Yeah.
I will try and sit down and not get too close, because I don't want to break through the police tape and whatnot and cause a scene or anything. But I will try and observe another place or time by using magic.
Okay.
That's an A. Depending, no, it doesn't matter.
So it that's a mixed success.
Works imperfectly.
Yep.
I will say effect is weakened.
Okay. So you start, you're standing, step past the table, you're standing in the middle of this crime, and you close your eyes. When you open them, it seems like it's turned to night. You look around you, and you see these dark figures, robed, and they're like flickering in and out like a bad TV reception. And you see this young woman standing in the middle of the circle of these figures, and you see that they're all chanting, but everything looks blurry. Like, you can't make out their faces. You see this very tall, broad figure step forward, and she grabs the young woman by the throat and holds her aloft. And you can see this hand holding her by the throat has this ornate ring around it. And she pulls back this dagger and drives it into her heart.
Is this individual all in white?
The figure stabbing?
Yes.
That she is, or they are in black.
Okay. Does the ring look like the ring from the hags that we saw previously?
It does.
Okay. Is that the rest of the vision?
Yes. And then it flickers away and it is daylight.
So I'll like come out of it and I'll be like, there was like a bunch of people and this really tall chick who stabbed her. I saw the ring. The ring from the hag. The hags that we fought on the way here. That I guess they also did this. So I guess we're looking for hags.
Sure, but besides, I don't know, besides quilting shops, where do hags hang out?
I don't fucking know. I mean, I can try and I'm going to tune in to a monster or a minion.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and tune in to one of the cultists that I saw in my vision.
Okay.
And see where, depending on how well I roll. That's 13. So I hope 3. I can find out where the creature is, what it's planning to do, who's going to attack, who's it regards as its biggest threat, and how can I attract it. So I'm going to find out where the creature is right now.
Okay. You close your eyes once again, and your vision seems to race across city skyline. And you see a grassy hill. Giant oak.
Is it a hill that I've seen before, or is it completely?
You've not seen.
Has Matt seen?
Matt has not.
I don't know if it was like in Loring Park.
There's a giant oak tree with a grassy hill, and there is a shadowy figure.
Can I tell who is going to attack next?
You see Dawn. Dawn is riding a bus, and you see Dawn getting off the bus, walking to the cemetery and laying down a flower, then noticing this hill.
Then my last question is, how can I try?
You get the sense that Dawn is the thing it craves, that it desires. So if you're going to get its attention,
or I can just so I will snap out of my vision, tuning into this thing. I'll be like, guys, I just saw it, like, stalking Dawn at a cemetery on a grassy hill, and we gotta figure out where this cemetery is and get there before something happens to Dawn.
Well, we should go pick the others up at the police department. They're probably waiting for us, right?
We have time.
Yeah.
So, Dawn,
mm-hmm.
You, after leaving the coroner's office, look at this piece of paper, and you fumble around in your bag, this change, see a bus stop, get this ambition to finish this. You board next bus that comes, and through various stops, finally make it to this pauper's gravesite. There's just rows and rows of John and Jane Doe's. You follow the markers until you get to 167, 48, and there is John Doe, your father. And just cry. It's hard to hold it back after all the visions you see. And then you look over, and there's that hill, a park, there's some nice trees. Something draws you there. Something just feels familiar. And as you finish your goodbyes, you walk over to Mark. You can now see the Minneapolis skyline and top this grassy hill next to a giant oak parent's home. A dark figure steps out from behind the and grabs you by the arm. And that is where we will end tonight.
Don's the bait.
Thank you all for joining us on this adventure. Tune in next week to find out what happens to Dawn and the rest of our crew as they investigate these hags. Yeah.
Hags.
Thank you all and goodbye.
Bye. Thank you for watching, and we'll see you next week. Make sure that whatever platform you're watching or listening on, you are following and or subscribing. If, for those of you on YouTube, make sure you go down below and let us know what you thought with a comment and give us a like if you could. Subscribing, hit that bell. If you're on any of our podcast platforms, make sure you are following. And if any of them allow you to comment, go ahead and do so. We do pay attention and it helps us to know where to go forward.